BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jack.
And this week, we watched Big Shot. So there's a couple of reasons why I decided Big Shot, but there was a big parallel in this show to another show that we have both watched. I finished, and we'll get to at the end of the episode. But for now, would you like to hear the description of this show, Jax?
I would love to hear the description of the show. Hit me with it.
Perfect. All right. So this is on Disney Plus. It got released like mid-April. And so after being fired from men's college basketball, a coach has to take a job at an elite private school. The players learn to take a new approach, finding their feet both on and off the court.
All right. So, Tim, we don't need to do a review of what this episode is or what it does because that description just did it for us.
Yeah.
Good night, folks. Thanks for coming.
Yeah,
it's
all right.
Review. It's this description. Yeah.
No, it's an interesting show. What I didn't realize from this show is that it follows Harvey Specter from Suits in a basketball form.
Is that so is he Harvey? How so?
So he's an arrogant, sexy, white, middle-aged man who thinks that he is absolute top shit, but kind of is at the same time, but knows that he's made a mistake and has to redeem himself. Just like another show that I'll get to in our famous What I've Been Watching That We've Been Watching sketch. Now, Jax, you might be thinking...
Sketch? It's a sketch? Segment.
Segment. Oh, God. Well, that is a perfect segue to some fans that might be listening going, I'm pretty sure they were meant to do Monsters at Work this week. Yes, folks, I fucked it. I fucked it like an absolute fiddler's bitch. I've had the schedule of podcasts down for weeks now, and I just got the dates wrong. So we'll get Pixar's new show next week that will be coming, and I fucked it like a fiddler's bitch just then. But Jax, I'm very interested to hear your thoughts on Big Shot.
So I think maybe the first scene where he gets kicked off the big league basketball. He's a big league basketball coach. And, you know, we get that scene. I thought that was fine. That was fine. But there was a couple of scenes very early on where I was suddenly like, okay, this show's going to be like, you know, as the description said, he's a big shot, mean, foul-mouthed coach that, like, does it the hard way. You know, he'll call you out. He'll, like, you know, at one point he's like, if I call you stupid, just get over it. And all the girls in his, like, new coaching team, all the basketball players, they're like, you can't say that. We're teenage girls. You can't fat shame me and all this kind of stuff. And I was kind of like, I don't feel like this show's doing enough to kind of break past this kind of generic kind of old guy in his old ways and new younger people in their new modern ways.
Yes.
But
100%.
But yeah. I do think, because honestly, 15 minutes in, I was like, I don't know if this is for me. I don't know if this is really working at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really did somehow kind of win me over by the end.
Fascinating.
And by the end of the episode, I was kind of like, oh, you know what? I kind of like the team.
Yeah.
I really like John Stamos in the lead role. He's from a lot of shows I've not seen. I think he's in a bunch of Doctor shows. He's in Full House, which I've never seen, but big, famous, sexy John Hamm kind of looking actor, you know.
Yeah.
And his gravitas and his ability to be an absolute piece of shit and really mean and brutal, but you know that he was the best and is the best.
Yeah.
So it's like, is he justified? Maybe not, but maybe, and that kind of thing. But then there was suddenly a scene where he's talking with his daughter, and I'm like, okay. Getting some little, you know, getting some shades of gray in here.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the episode, as we get through our basketball game and you know, we have our first game and all this kind of stuff. I was like, you know what? I like this. I think this is incredibly well acted, especially by John Stamos, the lead piece of shit coach man. But,
And Nicole and Yvette Brown from Community as well.
Shirley plays
from Community. She plays the principal. It's also on sort of like a casting, like you say acting, it's incredibly diverse for like a show as well. Like, yes, it does. The main character is an old white man, but pretty much every other character is like a female of color. And like that's pretty good just for like general sort of casting purposes. It's all acted very well. My perspective, I suppose, is one of the first beats is he finds out it's going to be a girls' high school that he is coaching, and it cuts to him and it's like he wants to shoot himself in the face once he finds out that news. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I know exactly who you are as a person immediately, which is then like kind of contradicted later. It's like, oh, he has a daughter. Love it. Incredible. But probably the biggest thing that I didn't really like about this show, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. By the end of the episode, I was like, yeah, I want these guys to succeed, like in all these kind of underdog team shows, similar to sort of Mighty Ducks kind of thing. Like, you want them to succeed. However,
it's a classic sporting kind of show.
Absolutely. Like,
underdogs, we're all going to team together and we'll eventually win a game or we'll win the cup.
Yeah, it's like, you know they're going to win at the end. It's just kind of part of it. But I really don't like the writing of this show. There's a scene, for instance, where he's getting introduced to all the characters, and then there's like the main player, like the best player on the team, and he's like, oh, she says her name in a way that you're meant to know who she is, and then he's like, oh, I don't know who you are, and then he's like, oh, that's who you are, and then 7 minutes later, I know this for a fact, Jax, because I paused it, went back, and went, this is 7 minutes later in the same episode. He then says a line saying to his assistant coach, I know you were divorced. Think I don't do research on my team? And it's like, well, what do you either do research or you don't do research. You are like retconning your own character within the space of one episode. Within the space of fucking 10 minutes, you have gone, oh, he doesn't know that much about his players, to, I know your deepest, darkest secrets.
You're overreading and misreading that. He definitely knew and doesn't care that she's the star player and her dad's the reason he got this job. Like, he's making an example of her to make a point, you know? Like, he's
okay.
He even says that, you know.
Yeah, I mean I get that. It was just the sort of way
the writing's not great.
Yeah, I don't know. And it was sort of like very generic kind of plot points that.
Oh, super, super generic. But, it's exactly what the synopsis says is exactly what the show is going to be. It'll probably never overreach, but it's also not underreaching. Like, it's well-performed, and
the
beats
for sure.
Kind of ring kind of true. Once you get past the generic, I'm a mean old man, and all these young kids don't like how I teach basketball, and there's some really clumsy stuff towards the start. But I do think that it finds its feet within that first episode.
I do have a couple of points that I've written down here. Can I just like bullet point them down? Because they're pretty funny.
Hear me.
All right. So we're introduced and he walks into the school. And then we get a shot of all the like private schoolgirl students looking at him. And why do all the students look at him like they have never seen a man before? It's crazy. My second point.
What are you doing here?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, what are you trying to say?
Presumably one of the extra actors. You know?
All right. Second point. Why do basketball coaches have agents, Jax? Why do basketball coaches have agents?
I don't know. I presume that's probably just what, I don't know. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Okay. Good retort. I like that.
I don't know. I don't know anything about basketball.
Bullet point three also features one of my favorite lines that is it appears in every show like this of a big shot guy goes to a town and the town doesn't really appreciate his ways. So the line is, I know you have your way of doing things, but this is insert small town name here. So you have to go by our rules.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that a negative or a plus for you? Because I love when someone's like, welcome to the OC, bitch, or whatever, you know, like, welcome to our part of, like, you're used to this, but this is our neighborhood, dude.
Yeah, no, for sure. I just feel like there's an element that this show is missing. I feel like it's set entirely in the high school, but I want it to explore more things that aren't just sport related, because I found it cut to like four different scenes of them just training. And I was like, I get it, it's the first episode, like you need to establish that he's the basketball coach. But I did get a bit tired of just like seeing drills. I was like, I'm sick of seeing them do the grapevine. I don't need them to sound, you know. And I just got a bit tired of that. But at the end of the episode, I did find myself wanting them to succeed. So I'm like, am I more invested in this than I think?
That's funny you say that about their training montages, because I think that's when I started going, oh, you know what? I like this. Like, they're getting into the, not the nitty gritty. Like, nitty gritty is probably a bit extreme, because this is very generic and very broad and like simple in a way. But I kind of liked that. I'm like, you know what? All these actors that they're getting, the whole team, like, they're playing basketball. They're actually doing all the drills. Like, actually playing. And I appreciated that we got to see them actually perform and do the basketball stuff, because I mean, the show's about a basketball coach teaching basketball. Like, I want to see that basketball. Make me feel like, do I want to watch a basketball game? I don't. But, you know, I like that we're getting to see those kind of, like, little parts of the thing. My two biggest issues, though, were kind of right off the bat. And the premise of the show is he's a big-time coach teaching big-time basketball, and he's, like, the most famous basketball coach. He's the best. He's the best in the business. And in like weird, he's like driving a car and like, awful it's got stuff. Like this cool rock song music. It's like, bam, ba-ding-ka-ding, you know, and it like keeps cutting back to these weird slow-mo-y, but kind of in a weird way. And he's like yelling at this umpire, and the umpire makes a bad call of some sort. And then he's screaming and he gets up in his face. People are trying to hold him back. He's like, don't hold me back. And then he throws a chair and it hits the umpire. Don't cut in between other stuff in that shot. Show me that scene. Just have a basketball game playing at the start.
Yeah.
Have him getting more aggressive and more aggressive. And we're going, who the hell's this psycho coach? And then have him throw the chair and hit the umpire and be all in one non-slow-mo segment that's not cutting away.
Yeah. Like,
and write it and give us... Because to me, it was kind of like, I don't know. I wanted to see the pettiness of the call the umpire made the mistake from. And, like, I wanted to see...
Yeah, they rushed over the inciting incident of the show.
Yeah, exactly. And I would love to see, like, the audience in the, like... I don't know, like, maybe even have, like, him being the superstar coach in a montage and then cut to this game and then be like, boom. Like, he's... I don't know, because I find that, like, that's kind of an interesting... Not exciting, but that's kind of an interesting kind of full-on moment for him to do, where he throws a chair and he hits the umpire and the umpire falls over.
Mm.
And I reckon if we'd really gotten that and then it was like, boom, big shots, Disney's big shot, I would have been like, whoa, this fucking guy, like, throwing chairs like a maniac. I kind of got over it pretty quickly, but my other issue is pretty much the basic premise of the show, where if he's going to be the best, most amazing basketball coach ever, there's no fucking way that throwing one chair on one umpire is getting him, like, shunned to the point of him having to do some random rich high school like basketball team coach. I reckon, like, if he's the coach for the best team and they drop him, totally fair. But what about like the worst team in the league? Surely they're like, drop our coach, we're gonna fire him anyway, and we're gonna hire this guy because we don't care if he throws chairs. At least he's gonna make us win a game this year.
I cannot, his agent
would have gotten him a better gig. But I'm like, well, this is the premise of the show.
It goes back to the thing.
So I have to accept that.
Why? What do basketball agents do? No, but this is college basketball. Like, it's not like he's the coach of NBA or something.
No, but he was coaching like big league, like the biggest of leagues. Like
no, he wasn't. It was just college.
Oh, wait, are you sure?
Yeah, it was just Division I of college basketball. Yeah.
No, because he. Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Well, I misinterpreted that first scene.
I mean, it literally says in the description, after being fired from men's college
basketball. Well, I
already
saw the show. I didn't listen to your description, Tim.
so, it just goes from college to high school.
Oh, because I really thought that that first game looked like a professional game.
I think that's the point. I think college basketball is, like, pretty professional. But there is a couple
Tim, that's
reasons.
Like saying the VFL is professional. It's professional, but it's no AFL. Like,
we did do sort of like a couple of reasons to do this. So Space Jam comes out next week. I couldn't care.
Oh, who's excited,
little.
Tim? No
couldn't,
one
couldn't
cares.
Care about that at all. And this also
no one in the
featured
world cares.
On a list of basketball shows to watch because I wanted to do one for Space Jam, a movie I don't care about. And,
has basketball
and
in
this,
it though, probably.
This list was from someone who claimed there was 5 top tier basketball shows. This was okay. This show was on it as number 2. Would you like to know what number 1 was, Jax?
Tim, it has to be One Tree Hill, The OC, but also they play basketball.
No, it was High School Musical 4. No, I'm kidding.
God damn it. Oh, I should have guessed that. Yeah.
There's only one show that was number 1 on this list, Jax.
What list?
None other than our favorite show, Hoops.
What? Oh my god. We've literally discussed this off air and I already forgot. Oh, Hoops. Oh, go back to one of our earlier episodes. And I was probably a bit too nice on that, I've got to admit.
It was awful.
That show's a train wreck.
So,
Jax,
will
so awful.
You continue watching Big Shot?
Yeah, I might give it a couple more episodes. I'm not okay, going to cool. rush out to, yeah. like, you know, yeah. check it out. But honestly, I was quite surprised by the change within 10 minutes to the 40-minute mark when it ended, where I went, oh, I don't know. I think this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I tuck it on. I don't know if I'm going to finish it, you know, to be honest. But who knows? Maybe it gets better and I get more invested and I just have to finish it.
I'm similar to you, except. I will not be continue watching this show.
I don't think
it really
savage.
Hits all the beats because in our famous segment, what have we been watching that we've been watching? I have not been watching. I have been finishing a certain show.
Oh.
It is finished. Oh. It's done. And this show is the basketball version of the show I've just finished, the Australian Doctor Doctor. It stays true. It stays strong with itself. It is a great ending. You know how it's going to end from about season 3 onwards. But the fact it ends that way is still, oh, the will they, won't they. It's strong. Oh, it keeps you going. And man, it just hits all of the amazing beats that you love from the show. It has the small town that you love. And man, I just loved every second of it.
So Dr. Doctor, big recommend. For the pilot and for the end of the show, 5 seasons, yes? 5 or 6?
6 seasons, I believe.
6 seasons, okay. So out of the whole 6 seasons, you watched all of it and you're a big fan. You still recommend?
100%. Watch it all.
Recently, we watched the shows, we reviewed the shows Eden and Panic. Tim, we've both finished both. Do you recommend the show still, having seen the whole 4 seasons?
I literally watched them all. I watched Panic in a few sittings. Wouldn't recommend.
Mm-hmm,
I watched Eden in a few sittings, maybe recommend, but it gets very drug heavy towards the end. And I'm just like, it's not as compelling as it should be. It's about an Australian broadchurch, which is exactly what we thought it would be.
Yeah, so Eden's one of those things where the first episode, it kind of sets off and it introduces all these elements. And then it gets heavy into, this is broadchurch, but we're doing the skins or the slap angle where each episode we follow a character and each episode you find out all these really interesting stuff about the character. Mm. And then in the last few episodes, they go, hey, all of that stuff with all those characters, kind of irrelevant. It's mostly about this one thing.
Yeah, no, 100%. All right, see you next time.
Catches.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you. From us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think we should have done another Disney show? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.